Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live, to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. 334. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening. And those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. If you are on Blog Talk Radio, listening to the show right now on my show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set it up where however you want, where you can follow the show on a daily basis. Now, also promote the show on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Excuse me, in the our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing with that and become friends of the show. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, I appreciate you guys calling in to the show. One thing I did want to do is before we get into the episode, is talk a little bit about teen pregnancy. I have a friend whose teenage niece got pregnant, and they didn't find out until maybe 2 weeks ago, and now, after going to the doctor, they find out that she's almost 8 months pregnant. So that means that there can be no, you know, she's only 15. There could be no, getting rid of the baby. They can't make a decision like that now at this point. So she's going to have to go through, take it full term and go through with having the baby, which she says that she wants to do. Now, at 15 years old, the odds are stacked against you. The odds are stacked against you. The odds of you finishing high school at 15 years old and pregnant are high. The odds of you going to college if you don't finish high school are high. The odds of you, you know, not having a high school diploma, not going to college, you'll probably not be able to get a job paying no more than $20,000 to $25,000 a year. The odds against you are high. The odds of you as a teenager being pregnant, gonna have a baby. The odds of you being pregnant by another teenager are high. So that means that you as a teenager at 15, you can't even work yet. The baby daddy at 15 can't even work yet. So that means you guys can't even support that baby. If you can't support the baby, can't support yourself, that's going to fall back on the parents or the grandparents. That's why the families are so adamant about, you know, being pregnant as a teen is because teenagers, if you're listening to the show out here, you can't take care of a baby and yourself. Can't take care of them financially. You're a baby yourself, so you don't understand about taking care of a baby. This is a serious, serious matter. If you are pregnant out there as a teen right now and you're listening to the show, the odds of you not living in poverty are high. That means you're probably going to live in poverty. Okay? Now, I know there are some unique situations out there where people, you know, the family step in and help take care of the baby, and people may be kind of well off. You may get back to school. If you drop out, you get back to school and get your high school GED. If you're okay in school as far as grades, you may go to a college and get a degree. And come out of college and have a decent paying job. So, guys, the odds are highly, highly stacked against you as a teenager being pregnant. This wall is so high of the odds against you that you can't get over it. So, the key here, because I know as a teenager you get curious about your body and the other species' body, the other sex body. You get intrigued about it, interested in it, want to know what, you know, what it's like. And you experiment. All I can say is that at this point, you're a teenager out there experiencing sex, please, please, can't stress this enough. Protect yourself. Not only protect yourself, but protect the other person by protecting yourself. Okay, if you use protection, it's highly, the odds of you getting pregnant are highly against you. That means, I'm trying to say that the odds of you getting pregnant are high, of you not getting pregnant are high if you use protection. 98, 99%. Those odds there are good. Believe me. If you use protection, make that happen. Everything still happens. You're just protected against not having a baby. Protected against not getting pregnant. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show, guys, it's called The Preacher's Wife. Now, excuse me. I wanted to do this show because I have a coworker that's a preacher's wife. And she wanted to come on the show, and I wanted to interview her and kind of have a sneak peek into the life or a day or whatever of a preacher's wife. But I guess something has come up. She's busy. She hadn't called into the show yet. And so that's why I was on the teenage pregnancy thing. Because my kids hadn't called into the show yet. And I may have to reschedule. I wish they had. I wish she had let me know that she wasn't going to be able to call into the show. But neither here nor there. That those things happen every now and then. I'm not going to beat her up because of that. Maybe she may have some extenuating circumstances. So, no big deal. I'll wing it. Okay? But let's do this. I have a sheet of questions that I gave her for the interview, and here's what I'm going to do. It's going to be funny, and, you know, if I'm doing something weird here, forgive me, but I'm going to be the preacher's wife, so I'm going to ask myself some questions. And then I'm going to be the preacher's wife, and I'm going to answer the questions. Okay? This should be fun. Here we go. How did you and your husband meet? How did you and your husband meet? Well, and here's the answer to the preacher's wife. Well, you know, we met one day after church. I was at church and he was in the pulpit doing a sermon. This was before he even became a full-fledged pastor. I sat in the congregation and they let him preach. I was like, man, that dude's going to be powerful. He's going to be a powerful preacher. And he got a few looks about him that I like. You know, he got that crook in the side of his mouth when he smiled that I like. And me being the person that I am, I'm not shy. So after church, I went up and shook his hand. And I shook his hand like a different type handshake. Most women, they shake your hand, they have this light, very light touch and soft shake. But when I met him, I wanted him to notice me. I grabbed that hand, I squeezed it, and I shook it hard. A man shake. So for him to see a woman shake, I feel a woman shake a man's hand like that, he noticed me. Next thing I know, I was in the fellowship hall eating a little bit. And next thing I know, he's got his plate. I'm sitting there eating. He comes sit down next to me. The rest of history. Question number two for the preacher's wife is, was he already a pastor? The preacher's wife response to that was, I just told you. He wasn't a pastor yet. But they let him preach one time, and that's how I met him. Question number three. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would one day marry a pastor? Well, I didn't, you know, I'm just the preacher's wife. Well, I didn't dream of marrying a pastor. That wasn't something I aspired to do all my life. It's just I was at church and I saw him. God's intervention in my life. Question number four. Could you tell our audience what's expected of you as a first lady? The preacher's wife said, well, everything's expected of me as a first lady. You know, there's no sleeping for me. I work every day, a full-time job. And I'm the first lady of a church. We got 500 members. Somebody's sick, I have to go see them. Somebody's having a baby, I have to go see them. You know, ladies retreat. I have to go with the ladies on the retreats. I have to be in church every Sunday to support my husband. I mean, it's a whole, then you don't, you know, you go back to the home life. I have a home life too, you know. That's just like a regular wife, not a preacher's wife or whatever. Those things are still the same. Washing, cooking, cleaning, full-time job, full-time first lady. I'm busy. Question number five for the preacher's wife. This is a question that I have always wanted to ask a preacher's wife, Frank said. Do you or have you ever felt threatened by another woman in the church or congregation? The preacher's wife said, sure I have. I don't know any preacher's wife that hasn't. You remember I told you I sat in the audience, out in the congregation, and watched him, fell in love with him. Rest is history. Same thing happening with these other ladies of the congregation. So the only problem that I have really, because I trust my husband, but the only problem I have really is the way that they look at him. I'm a woman. I know that look. So when I see one of them looking at him the way they look at him, and I know that look the way, you know, when they're looking at him, I feel like it's a threat. Sometimes I have to step in and say, hey, Larry, be careful. And that's all I have to say. So, yeah, I do feel threatened sometimes at church. Question number six. Take us through a typical Sunday for you as the First Lady. The First Lady says, the preacher's wife says, the typical Sunday. Early rise. It's like working on a farm. Early rise Sunday morning. And I'm a regular person. He's a regular person. Sometimes we go to parties and things like that on Saturdays. We have to pull out early because we got to get up early in the morning and hit the church. You know, the deacons and stuff open up the church. But we're usually there. I'm usually there early on Sunday morning because we have to do Sunday school. I help set up for that. Then I also get with some ladies of the church to get set up for that Sunday, which, you know, if something special is going on, we set up for that. And then after Sunday school, we have to get ready for church. And then we do church. And after church, on certain Sundays, there's a church dinner in the fellowship hall. So I have to be at the church dinner. I have to have my plate. Usually I'm not eating. Usually I'm just walking around, talking to everybody, visiting everybody. And then I may eat a little bit later. Or I may not even eat at the church. I may go home and eat. And then in the evening on Sundays, if there's somebody sick or shutting in, I'll accompany my husband to go see him. If he's going to do something with someone in the congregation, I have to accompany him and go with him. Okay. So that's a typical Sunday of a preacher's wife. And it's an all day event. So this is Frank. Well, thank you, Miss Such and Such, for being on the show, the preacher's wife. And, you know, thank you for being on the Frank Williams Show. And that's how my interview would have gone with the preacher's wife. If she had been able to be in today, that's what would have gone on. So, anyway, guys, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show today, and I know it must have been some extenuating circumstances for the reason that we didn't get a call from the preacher's wife for that interview. But neither here nor there, the show must go on, right? And that's what we do. We go on with the show. Now tomorrow's Free Fall Friday. You guys can call into the show, talk about whatever you want. What I'm going to do tomorrow, I will do it tomorrow, is going to be a show where we're going to talk about my high school alumni picnic. This is the second annual high school picnic that we've done. Last year was gigantic, such a huge turnout on last year, and I believe that this year is going to be even bigger because there are a lot more people that know about it this year than last year, I believe. That's just my opinion. But another thing, guys, is don't forget to bring your $5 to pay to someone. I don't know whom, but to pay to someone for the setup and I guess cleanup of the park. Okay, so that we can come back on next year. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, IRS issues, IRS issue resolution, you can call the professionals CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening again. You're listening, you were listening live to the Frank Williams Show. I'm your host. Take care. Good night. Have a great Friday.
You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about.